Well, girls, I'll tell you more about it right after the show. Anyway, meanwhile, welcome to Smithtown. The reason I've asked you all down here, I don't know how many suckers fell for this cruise at the Fraser Smith Travel Agency to come down here. First it was Paraquat Island, and now Smithtown, Guyana, where everyone pays in quarters, big quarters, and is forced to drink Big Fray's malt liquor. Anyway, friends, this is your boss with a hot sauce, your master blaster. Back in town. I've been out of town. I've been in Las Vegas with my good friend. I've been living with Shecky Green for the last couple. Well, it's not like you think. And, well, it might be. I don't know. Shecky and I, of course, close friends and gambling partners. Losing, geez, hundreds of thousands of dollars, I guess, of your money. So I guess you won't be too upset. Anyway, we'll tell you more about it, plus all the movies I'm going to be in and our special guest, of course, coming up next. I can't, God, friends, I'm even glad to be back here at the fabulous, here we are at the Havana Hilton down here. Fabulous, fabulous place. And, of course, every snow has got the freeways blocked off tonight. Tons of cocaine dumped on our streets here in Los Angeles. So if you can't drive, just turn the volume up on your radio. Sit back. Step on the accelerator. Watch your breasts swell. This is the Fraser Smith Radio Show.
Persian on
Fraser Smith Show. On a Friday night. Hurt yourself. Show. Gee, thanks. So there we were anyway, roaming around in the jungle, smoking transvestite cigars. Have you seen those? Those cute little tipperillos with the big tips, big tits. They're just the little cigar with the big tits. And, of course, they call them the surprise cigar because you never know it's there till you get it home. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, transvestite cigars, pick them up. Or put them down. Do whatever you like. Anyway, this is... Here we were stuck out in the middle of... well, just outside of Smithtown, Guyana. Which, listen, the piranha in Guyana, they don't stay in the sauna, believe me. We were stuck out there with our faithful guy, Jungle Boy, Guyana Don. And this guy was just, he was just crazed on hard liquor. He'd been drinking Big Fraze malt liquor and Big Fraze liquor twists all night long. His head was just spun, you know, spun plastic by the time he got through. And everybody, of course, is wearing their Big Fraze fashions, Big Fraze men's laser suits and women's see-through plastic tearaway dresses. And of course, well, I didn't know what had happened. I thought at first it was, they were talking about Jim Jones of the Cleveland Cavaliers. And well, when I heard that, I thought he'd poisoned his teammates. I thought maybe Campy Russell and Bingo Smith were lying on some basketball court somewhere, completely out of it, after taking large quantities of methadone, rendering them unconscious, you know. But then, well, we got word from those guys with the crossbows that everything was okay. So, we're back. This is the Friday night version. What's he talking about? What's that dang fool talking about? God dang it, he's crazier than shit. His mind is shot through and through with PHC or something. He's insane. No, it's not true, friends. I want you to cast those thoughts aside, and give me some cash. Send me some money. Thank you. And, of course, we're drinking cyanide slings here, trying to catch up with the rest of the world on this Friday night version. Some little girl said, oh, God, Frazier, I can't wait till you get back on there. We love it when you do these live personal appearances around town, actually, making hundreds of thousands of dollars. But we like it even better when you're on the radio and scream, go crazy, jump around. Yes, it kind of gets me crazy to come back here from the jungles of Guyana. Friends, a couple more of these cyanide fizzes and we'll be out of here. Anyway, this is on a Friday night, your boss with a hot sauce, Frazer Smith Radio Show.
No rent, the money's gone, it's all been spent now. Tell me about your...
It's a Razor Smith Show.
Everybody's talking about Blondie.
One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get ya one way or another. I'm gonna win ya. I'm gonna get ya.
Parallel Lines by Blondie.
I'm in the phone booth, it's the one across the wall. If you don't answer, I'll just bring it on the floor.
Hey, hey,
get
on the
Australia, Belgium, Germany, and now America. Everybody's rocking with Blondie. Hear Parallel Lines, Blondie's new album, All the Fun of Rock and Roll, and more on Chrysalis Records and Tape.
Don't you stop.
Something new from Alice in the Rock, and geez, we're just stuck out here in the jungle. Boy, I'll tell you, friends, our good guide, Guyana Don, once again got us lost, as you can hear my cast rattling in the background off these huge palm trees out here in the jungle, dodging green mamba snakes and runaway cars. These people here are some of the worst drivers, the worst example of jungle driving I've ever seen. And I just got the pictures back of my concert in Zaire, Africa, with the Ramones. God, a great concert. There you can see that huge dam in the background. Oh, no, these are the... Oh, I see. These are the photos from the Talking Head concert. Well, this is great. Our official photographer has got some great shows, photos here of the Talking Heads. And, of course, who's that other guy? That comedian. Is that Chevy Chase? No, it can't be Chev. No, he's got dark glasses on. Let's see his closer look. No, there he is. That's him. That's The Phrase, that new comedian, The Phrase, from television. Have you seen that? Police Blowjob. Great show. And, no, it's me, Phrase. Oh, God, I can't believe it. Thanks a lot. That's, those are some nice photos. And, friends, it was a great show out there at UCLA with the Talking Heads last Sunday. They wouldn't let me say my name. It was kind of strange. They said, Frazier, no. The chancellor called me over to his office and said, Frazier, no, you can't say your name here because I guess he thought that I would start selling all my products, Frazier Smith hard liquor, and, of course, my new product, Killer Shrew, doggy-style malt liquor is a big seller on campus, and I guess he figured, well, Frazier will go crazy. But that, of course, made me crazy, and I threw him up against the wall. I said, listen, Chancy, that's what I like to call him. Because I didn't know his name exactly. And I told him to get the hell out of that office. It was now my office, and I was taking over the school, right? So I gave everybody a couple days off, and now I'm back. Send him to Guyana. That'll teach him to mess around with a cripple. Boy, my heart, my hand is just, geez, I feel like Aaron Kyle or Too Tall Jones. I'm ready to give somebody a shiver. Well, that's only because, well, of course, everybody back in my hometown of Detroit is shivering tonight. It's freezing cold there, but that big game, Michigan and Ohio State, is tomorrow. I've got a lot of money bet on it, and if I win that money, maybe I can finally, help pay for some of these special guests on our television show. Have you heard about that? Oh, no, cyanide! Just kidding. Well, we go through these drills occasionally, just to see if you're listening. Now, anyway... Big happenings, the Frazier Smith television show. We'll be telling you all about it. It'll be coming up on your Theta Cable Network. Perhaps the greatest television show ever devised by man or beast, depending on which. Anyway, we've got a whole staff of alcoholic monkeys and a bunch of crazy guests, celebrity guests, fabulous prizes stolen from the homes of famous celebrities. So I know you won't want to miss it. That's the Frazier Smith television show coming up shortly on a station or a network near you. This is, on a Friday night, your boss with a hot sauce, your master blaster, Frazier Smith radio show. Stay tuned for Power News coming up at the top of the hour. Meanwhile, I got to get out of here. I got this little Puerto Rican girl, see? She just dying to meet me. Told her I'd meet her over by Smithtown. You know, it's a hip little village just on the outskirts of Guyana. Serve nice piranha fish at this restaurant. Look out for that jaguar! We'll be right back.
my car, take my place in the singles bar, face to face, toe to toe, heart to heart as we hit the floor, lumber up, limbo down, the lost embrace, stumble around, I say go, she say yes, dim the lights, you can guess the rest.
I've heard that he... Oh, we're back. You're listening to KROQ FM here in Pasadena, where it's time once again, friends, for Fraser Smith Power News. You're going to have to imagine that cart machine because, once again, well, our band director has fallen asleep on the chop. Too many qualods. I won't get him out of here. Anyway, when Jerry Ford sank a 40-foot chip shot on the 18th hole of the Twisted Hills golf course this week, he was surprised, to say the least. What really surprised him, however, was what happened a few minutes later when he was attacked by golfing partner Danny Thomas. Thomas, who apparently had a large sum of money bet against Ford, became enraged when he realized that he'd just lost a bundle. Thomas then tackled Ford on the putting green and pecked at him with his huge rubber nose until members of the gallery pulled the two men apart. We'll have a film at 11. Well, in the wake of the Jonestown mass suicides, another religious colony has been discovered deep in the jungles of North Guyana. Smithtown, the name of the small community of about 30,000 devoted followers of the self-proclaimed god, comedian Fraser Smith, were forced to drink cups of methadone, they say, followed by chasers of doggy-style malt liquor, and were found yesterday barking like wild animals, eating snakes and candy bars, and repeatedly reciting the contents of a McDonald's Quarter Pounder. Smith, the reported leader of the sect, was last seen leaving the encampment in a stolen government helicopter filled with cocaine. We'll have a film at 11. Italian pickle salesman and daredevil Enrique Pasta has announced that he will try to cross the Atlantic Ocean strapped to the propeller of an airplane. Pasta, who will train for the feat by riding around Naples inside a truck tire for 3 months, says that not only is it costing him thousands of dollars for the attempt, but that he is getting nobody if he decides that he can't make it and does damage to himself or the plane. Pasta told Power News, "I just need a little time away from my wife. I think that everyone does." Amen, Enrico. Well, it's finally official. 49er running back O.J. Simpson has finally quit professional football, and this time he says to start a small fanatical religious colony in South America. The Juice, who says he isn't sure yet just what the cult will be called, also says that he hopes he can convince the group to drink large quantities of his new health drink, Orange Juice, a concoction made of Kool-Aid and other secret health additives. Juice said that he knows that a lot of people around the world are mad at him for not giving them money, but he hopes that his offer of free 24-hour limousine service and special jungle valet parking will help attract people to his little colony. We'll have a film at 12. Well, a great white shark has announced once again this week that he intends to walk, get this, from Key Biscayne, Florida, to Richard Nixon's California home in San Clemente to talk with Nixon about United States' involvement with dolphins. The shark, who said he got the idea for the protest walk from watching the Johnny Carson show, is having a human-proof cage built to protect him from rednecks, motorbikes, and housewives. Reportedly, the walk is being financed by longtime Nixon friend and shark lover B.B. Renaudo's. That's it for Fraser Smith Power News, brought to you, of course, this weekend, well, friends, let's face it, every week, by those fabulous Fraser Smith Hurt Yourself t-shirts. The t-shirts that guarantee that you will get laid, even in the darkest depths of Guyana. I think it was found true that, well, whenever these people wanted to practice religious fertility rites, they often donned or actually put on the huge Fraser Smith Hurt Yourself t-shirts the size of small tents, and then went crazy. No, I'm just kidding. Really, if you're thinking about a t-shirt that would drive a star crazy, just think of what it did to Angie Dickinson when she put on that Fraser Smith Hurt Yourself t-shirt. Every time she got behind the wheel of a fast car, her breast would swell, pressing against the windshield, going, "Fraser, Fraser, no!" No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I don't want to get too carried away here, because they'll send the, once again, they'll send the Border Patrol after me, trying to get those Canadian snowback hounds after me again. I can't put up with that tonight. Anyway, I will tell you this. Be sure and get one. Where? I can't tell you. It's a secret. But soon, I will tell you where to get a Fraser Smith Hurt Yourself t-shirt. Or you can get one by coming down to see me and Mr. Jimmy Rabbit at the fabulous Whiskey in Hollywood. That's right. Come on down to the Whiskey this, what is that, Tuesday and Wednesday night, the 28th and 29th. Anyway, the Rabbit will be down there and his fabulous band Renegade, featuring Jerry Zaremba and, of course, myself, with my interesting and sometimes wacky and unusual comedy show. You remember the one where I say, anyway, they wrote this terrible article about me and Bob Hope, and, of course, the article showed me hitting golf balls made of powdered cocaine up Bob's nostrils. And, of course, the caption reads, "Old Skinos get snow job from young comic." Remember that one? A great comedy hit of the past. And, of course, you'll be hearing that again and again and again, the 28th and 29th at the Whiskey. No, we'll be going crazy, me and the Rabbit down there, having a wonderful time. And I want to see all of our fans out there. The fans have just been tremendous, even though they have stolen just about everything I own. That girl took one of my cocaine shoes the other night, snorted it right up and dove into the crowd. And by God, friends, those little girls tried to kill Rodney and me. killed in Hollywood by young girls. Yes, comedian, almost trashed. But luckily for me, my bodyguards got there just in time to run into the side of the stage with that, what was that, some kind of an all-terrain vehicle. Anyway, on the Rock of Los Angeles, I'll tell you more about it. Come on down and see us at the Whiskey, okay? Next week. 28th and 29th, two big shows, okay? Rabbit and Renegade, Fraser Smith. On a Saturday night, you'll be listening once again to the Fraser Smith, because that's me, and that's tomorrow. And, of course, we'll be giving away free celebrities tomorrow night, and we're going to have an in-house drag race. So, check us out. We'll be filled with nitro-burning fuel, revving up at 7,000 RPM, popping our clutches, and we'll be going 24 feet in the air. We're unreal. You got to see us to believe us on the Fraser Smith Show. Yes, it's true. Giant Shrew.
seen red. I keep thinking about your mother.
He's the only one. It's a Fraser Smith Show. Three legs. Here we are live from Smithtown, Guyana. Do the piranha. Talk to Bawana. This drink, they called it a cyanide stinger, you know, and we were, here we are, okay, camera four, zoom in on this, okay, because we're going to the mailbag. It's time for mailbag, and boy, we get letters, friends, I gotta tell you, these are not, they're not necessarily all fan letters. Some of these are from creditors, but look at the amount of mail that we've got here saying, Fraser, what the hell happened? Why? What happened to your television show? Why did it make my set explode last week during that torrid love scene between you and that Korean cocktail waitress? Look, I don't want to be held responsible for these things. Get out. Camera four, get out of here. Okay, that's the guy with the qualities. He keeps banging the camera against the side of the studio there. He's facing the wrong way. Over here, Cisco, get him over. Anyway, mailbag. Here's another one. Let's look at this one. It says, Frazier, you are the biggest wiener head. No, oh, Frazier, you have the biggest wiener head. Oh, I see. Oh, this is from that girl. Well, we can't. Cindy, don't write me any more of those. Okay, well, you can, of course, but just yeah, rub them on that spot again. Is this a scratch and sniff? Mm, oh, that's different then. Mm-hmm, Cynthia. Okay, now what is this? This is the Frazier Smith Top 10, where I pick the top 10 drugs in town. Oh, let's see, what else is this? What is this? Big money from some mad dog congressman who's down in South America trying to send me a bunch of cash. I don't know exactly what that means. And the rest of these are from, burned-out religious fanatics who've just basically sent me all kinds of money. Can you believe this? Well, I'm going to force these people to drink doggy-style malt liquor until they puke, you know? They deserve it. Anyway, Friday night, where's Al Ramirez, my floor director and producer of the show? Has anybody seen him? He's been gone for about 3 months. And I have a feeling it has something to do with that real estate scam. He ended up having to hightail it down to South America somewhere, where he reportedly started up some new kind of land development colony down there, a subdivision of some kind. And, he was telling me about a big picnic they were supposed to hold. I don't know. I haven't heard from him in a couple days. Anyway, if anybody sees Big Al, run him off the road and tell him I'm looking for him. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, this is, on a Friday night, your boss with a hot sauce, your master blaster, the man so mean, the man so clean. They just had to give me the award for being one of the cleanest guys in the radio. Yep, you'll never hear me say things like monkey gonads or clit or wiener schnitzel or dong or caca, na-na, wah-wah-ta-ta. Anyway, this is, I don't want to go on and on about it. People would say, Frazier, next thing you know, you're going to do a commercial for transvestite cigars, everybody's favorite. Let me give you a tip. Get the one with the big tip and the big tits. Transvestite cigars. You won't know about them until you get them home. Anyway, this is, on a Friday night, I'm back in the New York groove on this Frazier Smith Show.
Lights. street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Sayonara!